Hello, welcome to the Winning Girl Podcast. My name is Damilola Olarimoye, also known as The Amazing Maya. I'm your host and I am so excited to have you here. I celebrate you for making an effort to be here and to listen to this every week. Just in case you're yet to engage with our previous episode, I want to encourage you to look at what we've done so far. For example, we started the beauty series with a childhood experience that I had and the comments that my geography teacher made that demoralized me and made me doubt the beauty that I am. But then I was able to outgrow that experience when I began to discover who I really am in God. And then we moved to how it's possible for you to miss out on your beauty when everyone else can actually acknowledge that you're beautiful, but you're yet to embrace that fact because you have a standard in your mind that does not exist, because you are actually flawless before God. You are without fault, and until you come to that knowledge, until you embrace that fact, even if everyone sees it, you have to come to the place where you accept the fact that you are really beautiful. Today we're talking about beauty still, but it really is about how being an ordinary girl is enough. Being an ordinary girl, not in terms of mediocrity, but an ordinary girl in terms of the standards of the world, in terms of how you may not have what the world thinks you should have when it comes to beauty. You may not be that fashionista that the world thinks that you should be, but you can just be yourself and that's enough. And I'm going to share my experience again about how just being an ordinary girl was enough for me to scale through a major phase of my life. There was a time that I had the opportunity to work with an amazing woman on a project, and so I had to dedicate about 4 to 6 weeks to that project. I had to move to a family friend's house. I had to, you know, be present, and I had to shut down different things in my life because it was a rare privilege for me. So after this project, I traveled for a family event, and then I came back just having the nudge to be at a particular place. So let me tell you how I got to the place where I felt that I had to be in that place. I had written an exam to be admitted for a postgraduate course, strategic management, and I did that around November 2016. But then after this training in February 2017, I wrote this exam November 2015, and so I had the opportunity to work with this woman around March 2016. So what happened is that before this training, I had done this exams. I wanted to do a postgraduate course in strategic management, and somehow I didn't get any message from them. So I embraced the opportunity to work with this woman while I receive an admission from the school. So after I came back from Ibadan in Nigeria, after I came back to where I was staying, I had the nudge to go to that school to find out why I haven't gotten a message from them. So I got to the school that particular day, and I just requested that, I'm sorry, I would like to know why I haven't gotten any message from you. I wrote this exam at the so-so time last year, and I just want to know why. And they were looking at me funny like, are you okay? If you wrote an exam at this particular time, then if you were chosen to be a student here, you should have resumed, because they are writing first semester exams next week. And I was wondering, like, what will I tell my parents? I mean, how did I miss out on that? And then I realized that I dropped a different contact, so they could not reach me. They could only reach me through the other contact that I dropped, and I already lost that same card. So I realized that I was the one at fault. So it was possible that they had sent that number, that they had sent my admission details to the number, the SIM card that I lost. So this is a school that is known for politics, that is known for how you have to bribe to be able to, you know, find your way in and all of that. And I didn't know anyone. I was just an ordinary girl, you know. And I just didn't know what to do. I was just, you know, dumbfounded. I didn't know what to do. So the next thing, they called the class rep and said that they had resumed 3 months ago. You know, class started in January and they're writing their next semester exams next week. So, and you know, me showing up the weekend before first semester exams really is very confusing. So few minutes after, they came to me and said, you know what, we're going to postpone the exams because of you. I was like, what? Oh my god, they postponed the exams because of me. They said we're going to postpone the exams for a week so that I have, you know, a week to read. Before I knew it, people were coming out of the class to give me handouts, to give me notes so that I can photocopy and, you know, and read. I had a week to read what was, you know, taught for 3 months. But, you know, it was an opportunity of a lifetime, so I had to, you know, sacrifice my sleep to be able to show up and write the exam. So let me tell you that I wrote those exams without meeting any lecturer, without registering for my courses. They were just concerned about me writing the exams so that, you know, I don't miss out. So after the exams, the class rep came to me and said that, you know, I have to now register my courses. So the favor of God was so strong that I was able to write these exams without registration. So now it was time for me to register, and then my bank account started, you know, my bank started acting up and all of that. I couldn't, you know, withdraw my school fees. And then the class rep, who I have no idea who is, before that day, and he didn't know who I am, you know, just, you know, said, you know what, use the money in my account, take my card, I'm going to allow you to use the money in my account. So, you know, I was able to pay my school fees, you know, the guy trusted me and all of that. And then the next thing, he said, okay, now we have to register on the portal. So for me to be able to register on the portal, I had to go to a particular place one evening, and you know, I got to that place, which was quite far from where the school is. I got to the place, they delayed me for a while, and then when I was asked to come in, there was a particular lady that looked at me and said, who do you think you are that you can come late, resume late, come to school a week before exams, they postpone the exams because of you, and then you think that you can just walk into this place and register on the portal after you've written your exams? I was mute because I really didn't know what to say. And then she said, there are all those girls that have a godfather. That's why they can stroll in here and then they will allow them to register, you know, despite the fact that they came late. And here I am. I actually didn't know anyone. You know, I didn't know anyone. I only know God the Father. So I was just an ordinary girl that God knew, that God had planned and scheduled that I was going to be in that, you know, in that school at that time. It was written concerning me in the volume of the books that I was going to be in that business school, that I was going to do that course at that time. And despite the fact that I showed up late, His favor was strong enough for me. His favor made way for me. I didn't have to know the VC. I didn't have to know any lecturer. It raised people to, you know, to bend over backwards to help me. So all I had to do was trust God and receive His help. All I had to do was be myself. I didn't have to sleep with anyone to, you know, to experience the favor of God. I didn't have to be anything else. All I had to be was myself. And that just brings to mind Esther as well. Esther was an ordinary girl living an ordinary life. You know, she didn't meet the standards of her day. She didn't have the bones straight. Her skin wasn't nourished with organic creams. You know, she didn't have the fancy wardrobe. And then some guys show up from the king's palace and said she's on the list to contest to be first lady. You know, she didn't meet up with the standards of the world. But, you know, there was a prophecy over her life. There was a prophecy that was spoken over our life. There was a word that God was watching to come to pass, you know, and she didn't have to know anyone to be the queen because God ordained her to be that queen. And that is the story of my life as well, you know, how I didn't have to know anyone. God raised people for me. At the end of the day, I registered. I finished second semester. And I came out with, you know, with a very great result. With a very great result. So you may think that, you know, you have to be something else to be who God has called you to be. You may think that you have to compromise, you have to drop your standards, you have to fit in to the culture of this world. Remember what Romans 12 says, that you don't have to conform to the culture of this world. You just have to be yourself by submitting to the leadership of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. You know, it's just very important that we know that we don't have to be anything less than who God has called us to be. And I just really want to encourage you today, just in case you've been tempted to compromise, just in case you feel like, I'm an ordinary girl, I don't know anyone, you know, I don't have what it takes. You have what it takes. You have God, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Before He formed you, He knew you. He knew you. And He ordained you to be that person that He has called you to be. I know that this is a longer episode, but it's just so good that I had to share that with you. I want you to know that God is mindful of you. And whatever it is that you feel that you need to be, that you sense that you need to be, I want you to know that God is rooting for you, is cheering you on. And, you know, I am also, you know, on that bus with God, cheering you on as well. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to the feedback that you have about this podcast. And I will see you next time. Bye.